From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. The quietest California budget season in recent history will heat up this week. Governor Jerry Brown is set to release his updated proposal known as the May Revise tomorrow. Ben Adler has this preview from Sacramento.
It's been 7 years since California last saw a budget without red ink. And since Brown first proposed his spending plan in January, the state's revenues have soared. At last check, they were $4.5 billion above projections. That's led some Democrats and interest groups to call for some of the deepest budget cuts in recent years to be restored. But H.D. Palmer, with the governor's Department of Finance, says that won't happen.
The governor's budget assumes that the spending reductions that we've made over the last several years are ongoing in nature, that they will continue.
Most of the extra money will likely go straight to schools under California's Proposition 98. And most budget watchers think the extra revenue is probably just a one-time windfall, a product of wealthy taxpayers shifting profits back a year to avoid higher tax rates from the expiration of the Bush tax cuts. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California's long, busy fire season has already begun, and this year there may be more people on the fire line. Governor Brown has proposed sending more than 1,250 inmates to the state fire camps in an effort to ease prison overcrowding. Captain Jorge Santana is camp liaison for the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. He says he could use more inmate help.
It's something I look forward to. The department looks forward to ensure that the camps are fully staffed.
Right now, there are about 4,100 state inmates spread throughout 42 camps. They're a critical part of fire prevention and control, digging fire breaks and clearing brush. Santana says the state saves about $80 million a year by using trained inmates instead of professional firefighters. He says inmates typically make $6 an hour while working on a fire. You can find these and other stories on our newly redesigned SAK.